Hello from North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phonology report for this week of October 13, 2018. My name is Wynn and I'm your phonologist for this short MEA school week. The weather words for this week are snow, wind, and freezing temps. Snow flurries happen almost daily. The wind has been very ferocious, although we made our solar ovens in September for science class. We have not been able to try them outside because of the consistent cloudy weather, but on Wednesday afternoon the forecast calls for sun. Our school forest floor is covered in a littering of beautiful yellow and red leaves from our maple, poplar, and birch trees. Many trees lost their leaves in our school forest. On Corky Road, the tamarack trees are turning a really pretty golden yellow color, but ours at school are still green. We have noticed many more worms than usual this year. Some students have recently completed their hunter safety class. Tom saw a buck grub on a tree the 12th. On October 14th, Lissa saw a buck with velvet antlers on Ryan Road. Davin saw a pile of animal guts with no feathers, fur, or tracks. A flock of bluebirds was seen in Two Arbors on Monday the 15th. Warblers are still moving through our area. Dark-eyed juncos have been coming by in large flocks. A northern harrier sailed across a field on Wednesday the 17th. As the weather got nicer on Monday the 15th, hundreds of robins migrated along the shore in Two Harbors in a steady stream as at sunset. How do the same species like robins all know together from far-flung places and head south at exactly the same time? It remains a mystery to observers. We sure have a surplus of blue jays this year. On Saturday, Olivia saw a bunch of blue jays swarming her horse, Noodle. One even landed on her. Carter and Elena saw two bald eagles on Ryan Road on October 17th. This is our phonology report.